Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we do have something legitimate to talk about.
Yeah, it's Mayor Monday, and one of our favorites is the mayor of the Silk City, the excellent city of Manchester, Connecticut. He is the Honorable Jay Moran. Mr. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mayor.
Good morning. You know, I had you down for next week, but then you guys called.
Oh, really?
Oh, well.
Yeah, but you know what? I tuned in because, Joe, I love you. You're the best. You can't sing. I never knew you couldn't sing.
Yeah, no, well, okay. Trust me, brother. There's a lot of things I can't do.
Yeah, me too. We have ads that'll help you do some of that stuff.
Exactly.
Happy Labor Day.
Yeah, happy Labor Day. So this is what now? Three terms for you in Manchester?
Well, I've been five years. I was appointed for half a term.
Okay.
And re-elected for two, and hopefully possibly a third in November. We'll see how it goes.
Running for re-election this year. How has, from the time you first started serving politically there to now, how has the city, a town, I think it's a city, but it's technically a town. Yeah. How has it changed?
City. Well, we're growing. You're right, Joe. We are close to 60,000 people. We're going to be the largest suburb in Hartford County as of 2030. Outside of the city of Hartford, we'll be the largest community. It comes with a lot of good things, a lot of great people, a lot of diversity, but it also comes with, the more people you have, the more issues you have sometimes, and social services you need, and fire, and police, but it grows in good ways. A lot of good people come into our community, affordable housing still here, young people buying homes here.
Good so police department.
Up another brewery, so we're bringing young people back. So.
You got us. No. you just said the magic words.
Brewery. That's it. Yeah. You win. And, the other thing I think has happened is downtown, along Main Street there. The fact of the matter is there are a whole bunch of restaurants. It's like a food court.
Yeah, restaurants are opening, and the Urban Lodge Brewery just opened along with Labyrinth last year. Both breweries, local young men who came together and grew up in Manchester, put these breweries. And, of course, stay tuned for November. I believe we got this new Cavies restaurant. I think it's I'm not sure if everyone knows the name, but this guy up in Stores, Connecticut.
Yes.
Aroma or something like that?
Gyno Aroma?
I don't know.
Well, I've heard of him. He's not a bad guy.
I heard he's pretty good as a basketball coach too. And when he's healthy, he's a good golfer. But on a serious note, and we're talking about Gino Auriemma reopening Cavies. How important is that for the town to keep an iconic restaurant like that going?
Oh, God, yeah.
It's John Larson's favorite restaurant of all time.
Of course.
Other than his sandwich at Augie and Ray's.
Yeah.
He crosses the border to Manchester once in a while. We tax him when he comes in.
But, of course you do.
It's iconic, and Gino loved it there. And Gino, the nice thing about Manchester, Gino is he's lived here his whole time. He's been in Connecticut.
I didn't know that.
His wife Kathy have given so much to the town through youth basketball. They've been committed to Manchester, and he's committed to that restaurant. And I know it's going to be successful with him behind it. So we're looking forward to cutting the ribbon for that one.
It's a great place, truly is. Well, the joint next door is not bad either.
No, not bad. Not Rocco's, not bad. Yeah.
Okay. So, since you grew up, you grew up in Manchester?
No, I grew up in the great city of West Haven, Connecticut. My wife's a Manchester woman, so she took me here. So.
But you were just mentioning, Buckland Hills Mall, of course, named after, I believe it was a guy named Buckland, as a matter of fact, who owned the property.
Yes. Wasn't a guy named Hills?
No. It was Aaron Buckland who owned the place and sold it to the Hilliard family. I've got a little history going here. But, the whole point is you got Buckland, you've had a lot of development, and it's actually going pretty well in that, the mall doesn't create all that much of a problem for traffic. It's kind of away from the city itself. It's beautiful.
Yeah, the downtown's, like you said, is blossoming, the restaurants and businesses, and the mall are... Hey, listen, Trader Joe's came in. Trader Joe's spent a lot of research on putting up where they're going to go because they want to be successful, and they said Manchester was going to be a great place, and they are successful there. So that mall, that strip mall area, is just blooming over there.
And, where are they going to go? Where's the mall?
Trader Joe's is in the Buckland Hills.
I know. Okay, across the street.
The plaza, Buckland Hills Plaza. And that mall area has grown, over there, but... My point is that Trader Joe's spends a lot of time researching about where we're going to be successful, and they picked Manchester,
perfect.
Which is, yeah.
I know one of the fun, unique things in your town comes up Thursday night, steamrolling night. Explain that to the listeners, Jay.
I don't understand it. They make me wear these funky hats and put glasses on, and it's a bunch of group of people that wear some funky outfits and have a good time. I love the arts in Manchester.
Yeah.
I tend to be an athletic director, so I tend to be a jock at times. But the people that are involved in steampunk have a great time. They travel around the state, but they stay here in Manchester, and they have their one night this year, this Thursday. And it's great to see me dressed up like I should be in some sort of crazy sci-fi movie. Awesome, so.
Well, I'm reading about it, and it says demonstrations on the art of whip and swordplay will be offered.
Whoa!
Yeah, plus, they whipped me last year.
They put
something in my hand. They didn't whip me. They put something in my hand. They whip it and rip it in half. And I'm sitting there going, okay.
It calls
There's
it the
so many people that want to hit me.
They called it the fascinating infusion of the Victorian age and the industrial age, with goggles, corsets, top hats, and imagination. Decorated hats, incredible mustaches, and beards will be seen. And they have contests later on. There's a musical group. I mean, it really sounds like a fun time.
It really does.
It is a good time. We're all about the arts here also. I mean, we just do a lot of great things. And again, it's a town that's affordable. Housing's affordable. Young families are coming back. Breweries, arts, you know, a little bit of... We now are the Red Hawks and no longer the Manchester Indians.
Right, which was a big deal. All the Connecticut schools are trying to get away from the Indian nicknames.
Right.
Except for the Redskins, or say the same, I guess.
Or the Washington Redskins, yeah. Exactly.
All good stuff.
Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
And we're kicking off football at Southern on Thursday night. I just thought I'd throw that out.
Well, we're going to get to that, that too. But school's underway. How's enrollment? How's, do you have enough? Are the teacher involvement the same as it always has been?
Yeah, the teachers are our greatest resource in every community, I think, because they're teaching it. They're sowing us and planting those seeds for the future of our community. But we're opening up for Plank School after refurbishing. And we opened up Waddell after refurbishing last year. And we have four more schools. We've passed two school referendums over the last 5 years.
Wow.
Total about $170 million. So we're going to have, within the next 5 years, every one of our elementary schools will be refurbished and like new.
A lot of ribbon cuttings for you.
Besides being the mayor of Manchester, Jay is also the athletic director at Southern Connecticut State University, a really, really good Division II athletic program that offers intercollegiate athletics in 17 different sports, if you just count track and field on both sides, is one for the men and one for the women. Tell us a little bit about your football team this year.
Well, I think they're going to go. They open up against Gannon from the PSAC. They beat them out in Erie last year. So we're here this Thursday night. Last year, we beat them for the PSAC team, the first time in years. And all I heard from the faculty, they missed 3 days of classes. And I had to remind everyone we won the game, but I didn't win that battle in the long run. We are an academic institution first. But big win last year. Looking forward to open up. I think we're going to be pretty good. You know, Division Northeast 10 football, Division II football in the North is pretty good football. So.
Right.
You know, it's an exciting time of the year. You know, the weather's starting to turn. It's going to be a good football season. We have tried to defend volleyball and cross country. And before you know it, it'll be hoop season. And that guy, Scotty Burrell, will be on the sidelines again for me, doing a great job with all the Kate Lynch on the women's side. So a lot of great programs.
And I know everybody was happy there that the expatriate Joe Andruzzi got his degree.
Yes, he did. And I think that, he was only a few credits shy, and he finished up, and to come back to his alma mater, and he got, that was a good move for him and for the university. Got some great publicity. And then a big news is September 21st, Southern's hosting Alex Morgan from the U.S. women's soccer team.
Oh, wow.
So I believe the tickets went on sale Friday, and it may be sold out already.
I wouldn't doubt it, not for a minute. Hey, by the way, talk about something else that you and I and Joe do, and that, of course, is the road race. I guess we'll see you again this year?
Well, again, November 5th is my big day. That's my Super Bowl. I got to win election, so hopefully be in the driveway to the Vanny residence Thanksgiving Day. But
you're invited anyway. We don't care.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad that the Vanny still invite me. I think they do. So,
Well, if you win,
Yeah. But I hope I'm back. I love it. It is, for me, that's Christmas Day in Manchester. It's the greatest day of the year in Manchester. You know, thousands of folks, and you know, of course, Ray there first thing in the morning talking about it.
And Joe will be there, too, except he's going to do the broadcast of the race this year.
Yeah, the little fella had to back off, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'll be worried.
You can bring Wayne Norman with you.
No, please, just stop it. What do you want?
Boombox Willimantic with Manchester Road Race would be great timing.
What do you want it to be, 30 minutes of weather? Come on, seriously?
We're already doing that.
What's wrong with you? No, I'm really looking forward to it, and it's always a great activity. You know, I just want to get back to Southern for a moment, because Gestile Field, it's a Division II stadium. You seat 6,000 people. That's insane.
Yeah, and we'll get a good crowd in October when we play the across the town.
Oh, you can't mention them by name. Don't mention them by name.
Yeah, the evil empire. and by the way, there's only one Division II school in the country in New Haven, Connecticut, and that's Southern Connecticut State in the city of New Haven. So
there you go.
Make that clear.
All right.
Right, the other people are in West Haven, right?
That's right. Yeah. It's a great town I grew up in, but I don't like the university over there.
Oh, my God. It's going to be funny. Well, listen, we always love talking to you.
Yeah, we do.
Have a great Labor Day.
Thanks for calling me. I answered the phone.
That's all right. Well, we're glad you were there, because if we had to talk for 10 more minutes on our own, they would have turned the lights out on the station. So.
Thanks for getting me on Labor Day. There's three people listening, but I thank those three people for listening.
You know
what? Come on
but
again.
Here's the good thing. It was such a good interview. We can start building our cachet for Best
Of. Best Of,
so
yeah.
We don't have to work these damn holidays anymore.
So there you go, bud.
I like that. I love it.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
See you. Good. Pleasure. Love you guys.
See you Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'll there you go.
Yeah. Jim Harvey's the guy who does the race, and he's actually the guy who carries it, the guy with the Irish
accent. He was good.
He's really good. He's tremendous.
Yeah.
He's fun. And Kevin did an awesome job with it.
Kevin did, too.
Yeah, Kevin did a great job with it.